Well, the big Apple event just revealed, excuse me, just wrapped. And for that, we want to bring in Yahoo Finance's Dan Howley. I know that, Dan, you've been listening to the entire presentation here with bated breath. What did we learn about some of these new products?
Yeah, so we got some things we expected, some we didn't, and we just didn't see some that we were hoping for at all. So the main draw for the show, obviously, the iPhone 13. They announced that as well as the iPhone 13 Pro. They're also going to have a mini and a Pro Max. Pricing is going to start at $699 for the iPhone mini, iPhone 13 mini, and $999 for the iPhone Pro. Now, the big draw here for them is the new cameras. We're talking about an improved wide-angle lens on the iPhone 13, and then the Pro, that gets a whole new lineup of cameras, improved low light capabilities across the board, as well as improved video capabilities. And they both are going to offer something called cinematic mode, where you'll be able to automatically change the focal point of the lens when you walk into a frame or a subject walks into a frame. You can also do that by tapping the screen, or you can force it to hold the focus whenever you want. There's also obviously some improved processors here. We have the A15 Bionic chip that's coming to the new iPhone 13. And then, generally speaking, they talked about how they're upping their game with the screen. You have a smaller notch at the top of the display. Some people dislike that the notch entirely is there, but I think a smaller version is fine. And then the iPhone Pros get a new True Motion display. That means that the screen refresh rate can change between 10 times refresh per second up to 120 times to be refreshed per second. And that means that you'll get improved scrolling, improved gaming, improvements in other apps. That can also chew into battery life. So that's why they have it notch itself down to as low as 10 times per second when you're not scrolling. So really interesting improvements here. Then we have the Apple Watch Series 7. That's got a bigger display on both the base model and then the larger one. We're talking about 41 millimeters and 45 millimeters. And that isn't necessarily going to increase the size of the watch itself. That's because they managed to push out the bezels on the watch. That seems to be really the only major change to the Apple Watch Series 7. They obviously talked about getting improvements to Apple Fitness Plus. That goes along with the Apple Watch. And then some of the other fitness capabilities. Then we had new iPads. We have the new iPad Mini, which got a huge redesign, something that hadn't happened for quite a while. It's going to get an improved processor, improved graphics, and then a newer screen at 8.4 inches. Then we have a new iPad, the base iPad. That's going to get a new processor as well. And both of those will be getting Apple's Center Stage, which allows the camera to follow you when you're doing a FaceTime call or any call with participating third-party apps for that matter. So you can leave it sitting up and then have a FaceTime call and kind of move around your place rather than having to sit stationary. So a slew of upgrades here, not available though, or not on deck were the new AirPods that we were expecting, or a new MacBook. So the AirPods we were expecting were supposed to be slotted in between the base AirPods and the AirPods Pro. Hopefully that comes sometime in the future though.
Yeah, I was a bit curious that we didn't get that update on the iPods, but thank you for that report, Yahoo Finance's Dan Howley.